Welcome back, baby.
So we're going to try this TENS unit thing.
Yes, people, I have a TENS unit for reasons we won't discuss.
His jerking off methods. Like, I don't know how to make it go.
When you hear him scream, you'll know it's working.
I really, like, it says hit select mode, select setting, or hit mode. All right. And then hit select setting, set, up or down. And then maybe I got to select the second one. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, I tried telling you. My dude, this is going to be a you thing. I'm not taking part in this bullshit. I know what this thing does.
I think this decade-old thing is a little sensitive.
No.
Nope.
It is. Like, I barely touched it, and it's like...
Yep. I'm like, dude, I'll turn it up for you, motherfucker. Let's see how this goes.
Oh, this is going to be a trick.
And you think you're going to be able to drink a beer with that? Good luck.
Well, right now it's not doing anything. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's on like a 3, and it doesn't do shit. And then I start feeling it about a 4, and then anything above that, it just becomes
whammo.
Yeah, like yep. I can't do anything with this. But so,
it is a great way to, without working out, work out.
Supposedly. I mean, that's what they're
well, you got to fuck with it. You got to
They're marketed as that, right?
You got to well, no, it's more really of a rehab.
It's more of a rehab. It really is.
That's what it's for. It's for rehab. If you fuck something up, this is a good way to
when you've lost so much muscle tone and you need to rebuild it and it's
right. That's a way to do it without
that's at least a starter to rebuild. It actually does work.
Yeah, I mean, it's a decade old, but it does function.
I'm surprised it actually
works.
Well,
I see people that actually, the things are marketed on Facebook. Like, you can
That thing costs like $100.
On your abs. Like, they have whole, like, apparatuses that, like, wrap around.
That's way better. Those things work just fine. I would hate to see what the ab thing costs.
Oh, I don't think they're that much either, though.
That was $100 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Back in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Mason.
It's probably only about $100 now.
probably cheaper, but maybe not because
it's effective though.
There's microchip shortages and shit.
Oh god, you wouldn't want to buy anything right now. I can't even get a stereo for my truck right now.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah, you'd be hard pressed to buy a brand new truck,
dude.
I think Jeep canceled their fucking entire fucking.
Oh, speaking of cars, did you see that Chevrolet brought back their Copos?
I don't know what that is.
What?
Oh yeah.
Their what?
So back in the late 60s, I want to say it was 67, they had a, I can't remember what COPO stands for.
I've never heard of it.
It's an ordering program that you can order from the dealership. So if you wanted, a 67 Camaro, but...
Customize it.
The 350 Chevrolet that was in it wasn't big enough and you wanted a 427, you could go through the COPO program and order you a COPO Camaro that would come with the bigger engine in it. But you had to custom order it through the dealership, and there were limited amounts. You could only order, there was only so many that they were going to produce to be ordered. So they're really sought after this day and age because they're so fucking rare. And they're even more rare to find in, you know, one piece. And by one piece, I mean, I'm talking about transmission, engine, fucking all numbers match, complete. So you look at
numbers. Somebody said with a transmission.
Serial numbers?
Serial numbers. It's all VIN numbers. So those are the three things that are usually stamped. But regardless, it's hard to find them. But they're bringing back the COPO now, and it's an unlimited amount, but it is first come, first served, and they have a 10-liter, 575 cubic inch engine in them.
Why? Why?
What is it? Is it a truck? Is it a car?
It's a Camaro.
Oh, a Camaro.
Yeah.
They don't make Camaros anymore.
Yeah, they do. And now they make a Copo that's got a 575 in it.
Camaro?
Yeah.
I thought they stopped making that Uzi.
No, they still make them. They're ugly as fuck, but they still make them.
I was going to say, what the fuck?
Well, actually, they're not ugly as fuck. I mean, they're not any more ugly than the freaking Mustangs are.
I don't think any of the cars are worth a fuck look-wise.
I think Dodge is going in the right direction with the retro looks, where they kind of brought back the Challenger.
The Challenger fucking sucks, dude. Have you ever driven in one?
Well, I'd never said it drove her the shit. It's a Dodge.
No, dude, the blind spots are go fuck yourself. I'm not driving that shit.
Atrocious.
You can't see shit.
Well, with all the sensors that they got these days, you really don't have to see anything. Like, there's going to be a buzzer that goes off to tell you, don't go over there.
But what when that buzzer doesn't go off and you're so reliant on that fucking
it's
buzzer?
It's $4,600, but we'll fix it.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes with one dude that has a tool. But it's a specialty tool, and that'll cost you $4,000 if you want to buy it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The sensor's 10 cents.
It's like the guy, have you ever had a tire go flat because the little doohickey
thingamajig that goes into the dealing with Bob?
Where you put the thing that inflates your tire?
I've got that right now.
Valve stem?
The valve?
Thank you.
I think I've got that right now.
It wasn't even the valve stem. It was the little piece that goes in the valve.
That's called a core.
It took the guy 5 seconds to go. Dawn.
So you know when you buy new tires and you've got the little rubbery things that stick out?
Yeah.
The nipples?
Yeah. All over?
Yeah.
Nipples.
My tires are so new, I still had the rubbery things sticking out from them.
Still got nipples.
But I'm like, dude, I've got a slow leak that every week I have to fucking refill this fucking tire up. It's driving me insane.
He's either got a nail in the tire somewhere or he's got a valve stem leak thing.
Well, so when... I don't know what the rules are now. Oh, that reminds me. So, rewind back to last week when I was bitching about the Kamal and their rules. Just so, you know, we can stay accurate. I went and looked the rules up today. They did address at the narrowest point. So, now none of your tubes can exceed 5 feet in diameter. And that's where they left it. So apparently some lawyer somewhere went and read that shit, won a fucking lawsuit, or somebody got somebody off of a bunch of tickets, and they decided to address that shit.
Somebody done said, okay, look, you got to make it more clear, because damn.
Did you read this? Did anybody read this? Are you literate? Do you speak English? Did you transcribe this from, you know, Sanskrit?
Probably.
So yeah, they fixed that shit. But no, back when I used to work at a tire shop, I mean, it was almost, well, it was just a normal thing. If I put you new tires on, you got all new valve stems. And we would charge you for them, but they were only like $1 a pop.
Yeah. That can't be.
It's $4. And so now if you had the chrome valve stems with the chrome little tops, you know, that was like $1.50.
Oh, I remember when that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still do this shit now?
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they still do it. But a lot of the ones that they do now are now they're bolted in, right?
Oh.
So you got lock washers. You got it pushes through. You got a nut. You screw the nut down, and then you screw your little metal cap on top of your metal. It's a metal.
This is a 1997 fucking Saturn. You think I give a fuck?
No, you probably don't. But I'm just saying that it's used to if I changed your tires, I gave you new valve stems, so you didn't have to worry about the core leaking. You got a whole new valve stem.
Right.
We literally have a valve stem puller that you put on the rim and you're like, and it would tear it in half or pull it completely out of the rim. And that's just how we got the air out of the tires because it was so much faster to do that.
Then,
you know, pull the core out and let it. Here's the thing. Even if they pulled the core out of his tire and they put a core back in it and they didn't change his valve stem. Or they did change the valve stem, and he just didn't check the freaking core. I would have been like, I'm not paying you for that. Like, this is seriously, like, you either tightened it up or you replaced the core with a new one. I'm not paying for that shit because you should have done that. You should have done that on your own.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure I still have a valve stem.
It may be a leak. It may be a nail.
It may be a nail. I don't know.
Because
I mean,
I got to deal with that at some
point. Dude, I drove around in my old car with a nail in the tire for 2-3 months, and it got to the point where finally that nail was just being such an asshole that I had to fill this fucker up before I went to work, before I left work, So this was an every fucking day occurrence. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get it fixed.
No, that's the thing that really kind of irks me about mechanics today. Tire shops just in general.
Yeah.
It's like none of them will fix a flat.
Dude,
unless you hit the nail dead center.
Yeah.
And
these guys did. I took it in to get it fixed. And
where'd you go?
That one, I think, was...
Was that Firestone?
I think it was.
If you're having to think about it, it was too fucking long ago, and they probably won't fix it anymore.
No.
Yeah.
The one that fixed the valve stem thing on that same car that I had gotten tires on, whatever, whenever, God knows. I took it in. I was like, look, I got a slow leak. I don't know if it's a nail. Can you fix it? Whatever.
Yeah.
He does his little Dawn thing, and he comes back. He's like, oh, it's the valve stem. It just needs this little screw-in piece. So he's like, okay, you're done. I'm like, oh, so what do I owe you? He's like, nothing. Yeah. Just consider us for your oil changes. I'm like, you betcha.
Yeah.
It was quick, easy. He's like, it's literally a 2-cent part.
Yeah, it's not even that. And, you know, that was something that we used to do to people that would really piss you off. Like, you fucking hated them.
Right.
So it's not really a specialty tool. I wouldn't really say that, but it is. So I had flat-headed and Phillips-head screwdrivers, little bitty ones, but they were basically like pins. So they had the little pocket keepers, and I'd keep them in my pockets because they're the little bitty screwdrivers that you always need for some stupid shit, right?
The precision shit.
But on the back side of them, they all had valve stem core removers. So it's got a hole in it, and then it's got two little pieces that come up, and they just kind of grab onto the side of it, and you just unscrew them, right? So if somebody really, really pissed you off, you just go remove their valve stem cores wherever they're sitting and walk the fuck away. And now you have a flat tire that you can't air up because there's no core to hold the air in it.
Nothing to put in there.
You can put all the freaking stops, whatever the fuck you want. It's just going to stay flat because
there's literally
nothing there to hold the air in.
I'm glad I did not know that in my younger years because, dude.
Let's talk about smoked meatloaf.
Yeah,
smoked
man.
Meatloaf?
Smoked meatloaf.
When's the last time you had a meatloaf on?
I don't make meatloaf, so...
I don't either.
My mom...
Do you like meatloaf?
I did as a kid, but that's like the Hungry Man dinners.
I hated meatloaf as a child. Hated it.
Yeah.
Never had a good one made for me.
I was not
like
a fan.
Hungry Man or... What am I saying? It's a TV dinner. What do you call that shit?
A Sloppy Joe kind of deal.
It was a...
You're thinking of a TV dinner
TV
thing.
Dinner, right?
Yeah, that's not a real meatloaf, but it is
they
a
had
real
the brownie
meatloaf.
That was as hot as lava.
That makes sense. What is that? A Hot Pocket?
Yeah.
you're talking about frozen dinner.
Yes.
Meatloaf. That's not a real meatloaf.
I've had meatloaf as a kid. I never really cared for meatloaf as a child because I don't think I ever had a good meatloaf. I made this meatloaf and I was like, what the fuck, dude? All right, cool. How do you make a meatloaf? So this is ground beef, ground sirloin, and ground pork.
Ground beef and ground sirloin?
Front shoulder, back shoulder.
Back content.
Or back hip. Sirloin comes from the ass. Ground beef comes from the shoulder.
Fat content.
There is a fat content to it, but it's also where it comes from the cow.
So you're talking about 80-20 and 90-10.
Yeah, probably. Marbling. Know what the difference is between a picanha and a freaking tri-tip?
Oh, y'all talked about this before, and I still don't remember.
The opposite side. I found that out the other day. I went and looked it up. The tri-tip and the picanha come off the same cut of meat, but they're the opposite sides.
Okay.
That's the difference. The tri-tip comes off of the bottom point, and the picanha comes off the top point. So there is a difference. But
still bad cuts of meat.
Regardless. Smoked meatloaf, telling you.
So what'd you put in said meatloaf?
Not a whole lot, really. I mean, like I said, sirloin, beef, ground pork.
What kind of ground pork?
Just whatever the fuck y'all have at HEB, ground pork. It's not the sausage or anything. You just get literally ground pork. So whatever y'all make that.
So nothing seasoned or anything like that, just straight pork.
Yeah.
No seasonings went into this.
Oh, no, I made some seasonings.
Okay.
So, of course, there's ketchup, a little bit of Worcestershire sauce. Tomato paste.
Okay.
Chipotle peppers and adobo.
No garlic, no onion?
We ain't got there yet.
Okay.
So you mix that together, and then you pull off a third of it. So you reserve a third of it for later. Because that's what you're going to paint on the top of it.
Oh, okay. I see.
Oh.
And then you do a whole onion.
I was going to say onion, yep.
Three cloves of garlic.
How you doing the garlic?
Sage. I get cloves.
Garlic minced, or is it?
Oh, doing... yeah. No, all this goes in the food processor.
Oh, okay.
Chop it up. You don't puree it, but you mince it. It's just so much easier. Carrot. Some carrot goes in there.
What?
Yeah. Fresno peppers, or, you know, jalapenos or serranos, whatever the fuck you can find.
Right.
We ain't getting no Fresnos down here, so.
I've never seen a Fresno down here.
It looks, well, you know what it is, so I'm not even going to explain. For those of you who don't, it looks like a jalapeno pepper, except it's red, and it's usually got a thinner wall, and sometimes it's a little hotter, sometimes it's a little cooler. I've heard both. Every Fresno pepper I've ever had is hotter than a jalapeno, but that's not to say that.
It just depends.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then,
dude, I've never seen a Fresno pepper down here.
The secret ingredient. Now this count. I'm gonna give you the person who I got the recipe from. I'll give you the name, and you can go look it up yourself. But it's his secret ingredient that he doesn't tell anybody about, but he told everybody, which is barbecue potato chips.
Really?
Instead of using the breadcrumbs, you used barbecue potato chips.
Did you use any eggs or anything?
Yeah. You get 3 eggs, 1 egg per pound
of meat.
And then you mix all that shit together. And then you take that and you form it into a loaf, but you put it on, aluminum foil, because it's going to go in a smoker.
Right.
Which I guess you could get, like, the little tub pans.
Like a bread pan?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't do like an aluminum bread pan, but like you could get those little bullshit tinfoil pans.
Yeah.
Get one of those. And then you poke some holes in the bottom so you can let all the grease roll out. Throw that shit on the smoker covered for about 40 minutes. And then you uncover it for about another 45 until it hits about 145, 150 degrees. But put it on for 40, and then you take the cover off and you paint your reserve on it, so that gets a chance to get a little gelled up,
nice.
Have a little coating, and then 145, 150, cut it up. That shit is phenomenal.
And who all had this?
Oh, a bunch of people.
Really?
Yeah. So there was what? 8 people over at my house the night that I made it, and then I took it over to another friend so we could shoot and blow stuff up. And then she had like 62 kids over there.
Oh, Jesus.
She had it.
So what do you serve with that? What kind of sides are you doing on that?
I did baked potatoes, the Texas-sized baked potatoes.
Oh.
You know, the ones that are like, the size of your fucking foot.
Head. Yeah.
Yum.
I was cutting them into thirds and fourths. And people were like, yeah, I'm good. That's enough. And I'm glad I started those dudes at like noon. We didn't
eat. Oh, you smoked those too?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. What?
Yeah.
You smoked baked potatoes?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
All day.
God, I bet that would be awesome. I've not had that.
It's like the best way to do them.
I've never had a smoked baked potato in my life.
Take a baked potato. Coat that bitch. In
olive oil, salt, pepper.
And butter.
Oh, what
the fuck are you doing?
I was going to say olive.
You got to be from the north.
That's what I do.
Butter.
Jesus Christ.
Sea salt.
I'm getting fatter by the minute.
Butter, sea salt.
You need to. You need to.
Butter, salt, and fucking black pepper.
Yeah.
Coat that bitch.
Butter. Jesus.
Why wouldn't
some holes.
You?
Hey, Paula Deen, give us a shout out, bruh.
Poke some holes. Throw that bitch on the smoker for about 5.5 hours at 225. Normally, when I do baked potatoes.
How long does that take? Like 5-6 hours?
It takes about 5 hours to make a baked potato. Well, doing it at 225, you can put it in your oven at 350 and get it done in like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, yeah.
Or microwave in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it tastes like ass.
Yeah, and you can also get drunk and stab your finger with the fork, because,
But I'm telling you, if you want baked potatoes and I'm smoking things, I will hook you up. And honestly, like doing the baked potatoes with like a brisket or a pork butt, things that are going to be on the smoker literally for 12 hours.
Anyways, yeah.
If I have room, that's when, you know, I throw on salt, make smoked salts.
Oh.
Make smoked baked potato or do the baked potatoes. And just like.
What do you mean salts? What's that mean?
Salt. Take fucking salt and put it on a friggin' tray and throw it in the smoker and smoke salt.
Like kosher salt, you're going to smoke it so it's going to have that flavor so that when you add it to...
Fuck off. That's not a thing.
That is so yes. much a thing.
I've heard of that one.
Fuck off. You people are insane.
No.
You're insane.
So good, dude. I'll give you a little bit whenever we go in the house.
Get the fuck out of here. You smoke salt?
Yeah, just eat. Just grab you, put some on the end of your finger and stick it in your face. You'll be like, okay, I'm a believer. You're going to be running around here looking like
the
monkey.
Do you have smoked salt sitting in your house right now?
Yeah.
That's retarded. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think I even actually have some smoked serrano infused salts. No,
really?
Nixie girl.
Nixie girl, you're going to have to go. I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. She's making her debut.
She's like, hi, guys. Everybody say hi to me.
She's such a good dog. She's getting her exercise in. She can actually make that whole mile run with me.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
I think it takes her longer to recover from it than I do, but, you know.
I guarantee it.
She's all, like, laid up on that cold towel with the fan blowing on her. She's like, holy shit. But she is losing weight. She's getting back in shape. And that works out.
Is
so I'm happy for
her. Is she chasing flies?
Oh, yeah. Dude, she loves sky raisins.
That's outstanding.
It's a sky raisin. Oh, while y'all are here, be careful. There is a cicada killer in that tree right behind you.
I don't know what that means.
I'll let you Google that on your own time.
I'm not doing that.
You ever seen a red wasp / hornet?
Ugh.
That's about
oh yeah
2 inches big.
Okay. I know.
Big old fat
about.
Bastards. Those are cicada killers. They're harmless to us, but they're scary looking as shit. I just didn't want one to buzz your head and you'd be like, oh god.
I think we had.
I would do that.
I'm pretty sure we killed one of those last year
yeah,
before.
Yep.
I was like, I don't know what the hell that is, but it's giant and it's flying at me and fuck that, dead.
So you Is there anything new going on in the NFL? Because I think everything with Deshaun Watson is actually shut the fuck down. I've saw some stuff with Kirk Cousins. Nick Foles seems to be still in Chicago.
He is, but they're trying to get rid of him, I think.
Is he going to go take over for Carson Wentz?
I hope so.
I still think y'all are going to have Dalton starting. Oh, Red Rocket's probably going to start.
I don't think so.
You'd be hard-pressed, man.
I don't think so.
Speaking
have
of Camaros,
you seen coming out?
Existed,
have you seen coming out?
Just had one come by.
Have you seen coming out of a training camp?
I don't follow y'all. I don't even follow Denver in training camp. I don't really fucking care.
Fields is looking good, bruh.
Dude, training camp's training camp.
I agree. We get Hard Knocks next week.
Who is Hard Knocks this year?
Dallas.
That team is a hard knock.
Yeah.
Everything about that team is just, it's pretty sad. Did you watch the Hall of Fame game?
Nope. Dude, I'm not watching practice.
It was
practice.
It's been replayed like 62 times.
I don't give
times.
A fuck. I'm not watching that bullsh.
I figured you might see it someplace.
Who the fuck? Who,
I mean, I go sit down
played.
At the, I go sit down at the bar and it's on. It was Dallas Cowboys and the Steelers.
Well, who the fuck's playing for who? Who was the quarterbacks? Ben DiNucci?
DiNucci was in that game. DiNucci was playing. You had to say his name. I was like, I don't even know how to
What's
pronounce
that fuck's
that name
for Pittsburgh? No.
It wasn't Roethlisberger. It was...
No, of course it's not going to be Roethlisberger.
Well, I mean, he needs to be in a Hall of Fame game. That guy should already be in the Hall of Fame. For one, he's old enough. For two, you know, he's old enough.
Rape charges.
Yeah, you got enough rape charges. This is very true. I love that fucking troll that NFL.
Oh, what's his goddamn name? Come on.
Well, while you're thinking about it, did you see the trolling tweet from the NFL where they were showing Manning being his bust for the Hall of Fame.
That was Manning's joke himself. Did you hear his speech? It was fantastic.
I did not, but I saw that and
fantastic.
I was like, that is fucking hilarious.
That dude is comedy gold. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Called out Tom Brady.
I mean, you got a forehead that big, you got to have a sense of humor.
Right. He's the one that called that out. That wasn't NFL. It was Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Himself.
How's that big old brain?
Did you not see the...
His medulla oblongata got swollen on that brain,
that
NFL.
Goddamn Hall of Fame speech. Thanks for giving us like 6 minutes to do a speech. By the time Tom Brady gets into the Hall of Fame in 2035, he'll have enough time to post it on his Instagram stories. I mean, it was fantastic.
Damn.
God damn it. Was
so it makes me wonder, though, because I've seen the Mannings, both of them, him and his little brother, yeah. Eli. And I'm sure Cooper's probably funnier than all three of them because he beats them and everything else anyway.
Oh, for sure.
But I am. For sure. I am, look at Arch. He's like, this isn't me.
Is he coming to
That's
Texas?
My sperm. I doubt it. I severely doubt it. Dude,
I hope not.
I mean, the way that I see with Arch, you're a legacy.
Is this the kid of Cooper?
Yeah, this is Cooper's kid.
Okay.
Named after Archie.
Oh, yeah. Grandpa.
Yeah. But it is Cooper's kid, and I'm just sitting here going, you have all these legacies. Clemson. Or no, Tennessee, sorry.
Tennessee.
And then North Carolina, South Carolina. South Carolina.
I don't know where Eli went.
Eli went to one of the Carolinas.
I have
Gamecocks.
No, South Carolina.
He went to South Carolina then. I'm pretty sure. Might have been Ole Miss.
I was going to say Ole Miss myself.
I think it was Ole Miss.
Was it Ole Miss? Isn't that Favre?
Oh, fuck. Don't ask me about Favre. I don't know.
I thought that was Ole Miss.
Favre moved his ass up.
I think it was Ole Miss.
Favre moved his ass up to the great Wisconsinites. Still lives up there.
No.
I want to say he's still got a house up there.
No.
Up there.
Who
with
the fuck lives in fucking Wisconsin? You know what comes out of Wisconsin?
Shame and
pregnancy. Shame and pregnancy test, bitch.
And snow.
And
it's
snow.
Cold.
And
oh,
shitty
sorry.
Cheese. And some cheese.
It's Everclear, Marlboro Reds, and fucking...
snow.
Regret. That was the Twitter thing on the ones that duct taped the guy to his seat. He smelled like
beautiful.
Marlboro, Everclear, and Regret.
What was that? Was that Frontier? That wasn't that, Frontier.
It
what
was.
It
was.
Was it Frontier?
Yes.
Was it Frontier or Spirit?
I'm pretty sure it was Frontier.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, it was beautiful.
That black guy fucking had me rolling when he did the duct tape.
He's a comic. He's actually a comic.
Still.
He's a comic playing the guy that did that.
That's fucking hilarious.
And they got in trouble.
He did a great job.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm sure you got in trouble. That's kidnapping. You can't tape somebody to a chair.
I'm sorry. If you're in flight, you can tape their dumb ass to a fucking chair.
And what happens if the flight crashes?
What would an air marshal do?
Shoot him?
No, cuff him.
He
would cuff
him. Guns on a goddamn
Okay,
plane.
So
no,
if,
air marshals do have guns.
If
do
the,
they?
Yeah, they do.
Fuck, I didn't know
they fire,
that.
They fire,
oh, yeah.
They fire subsonic rounds that...
I was just going to say, how is that
are
possible?
Less likely to pierce the hole, but could.
But at the same time, if they had to cuff him to a chair, what's the difference? He's still going to be cuffed, so if they go down,
his mouth's still going.
But, I mean, if you're handcuffed by a law enforcement officer, the law enforcement officer doesn't have to abide by all the laws because they're given special provisions to be able to enforce the law, which means that they don't have to abide by the law in order to enforce it.
I still think they did fantastic.
I didn't know air marshals had guns.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
How did you not know that?
What are they going to do with fucking terrorist Bill when he shows up trying to light a shoe on fire? Go over and give him a hug and try and
talk him out
of it?
Speaking of which, I've got a highly recommended something that you'd watch.
Is it 811?
No, it's Cocaine Cowboys.
Oh, man, I've seen Cocaine Cowboys a million times.
Nope. The new one.
It's a new one?
It's a 6-part docuseries that Billy Corbin did. It is fucking phenomenal. It's
6 parts?
Yes.
Jesus, man. What is this, fucking Lonesome Dove?
It was Miami back in the 80s.
It took time because everybody was in fucking jail.
Well, yeah.
So it took time for them people to get out of jail and for them to tell their stories and all that shit. It is goddamn phenomenal.
Did you see Steve
right now? Huh?
Did you see Steve Moore in that?
Nope.
Then those motherfuckers are lying. They're all lying. You didn't
Marmalade,
show up.
Marmalade, we love you. It's a joke.
I'm pretty sure he still got fucking dollar bills buried in his yard.
Oh, that's a good joke. I lie. That's a good joke.
God damn it. If Hulk Hogan wasn't in that bitch backing it up saying, yep, that's true, then I don't believe it.
I'm just telling you, Cocaine Cowboys, it just got released this week.
What's it on?
Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, Netflix.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'll give it a watch.
It is fantastic.
How long is each episode?
About 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Because the last time somebody told me to watch a series that was like that, each episode was like 2.5 hours.
Oh, God.
Good.
Like,
no.
What in the actual flying fuck? Who thought to break this up like that?
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
I don't have the attention span for that.
No. No, hell no.
No.
I mean, I know our episodes can go on for like an hour, but that's like, that's the extent of it.
It's an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do an hour.
Dude, these are 45 minutes. It is fantastic.
We could do 45 minutes, but...
It's so goddamn good. Like, there came a point where me and Kerry were like, dude, take one of your stash houses worth of money and just get the fuck out of Dodge. Go. Go anywhere you want in the world.
Well,
and you'll be fine.
That's the place to be, though.
But they didn't.
Well, he didn't.
Stupid.
Well, when you have everybody paid off, you're not expecting to have to, like...
That's the second part of the documentary that I want to see, because half of the motherfuckers... The beauty of this is about what they don't talk about enough on this documentary is that his payroll is all of law enforcement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the cops. It's the lawyers. It's the fucking judges.
Yeah.
All of them are on his fucking payroll.
Yeah.
They don't talk about that.
I'm going to give you $100,000 a year.
More.
A month. Dude, they're making millions
like
a month. Like, they don't know what to do with all this money. Like, it's a hard thing.
Especially back in the 80s.
And then here's the other thing about it,
they
too.
Couldn't handle
that was back,
all this money.
But that was back when the Coke... was Coke.
That's what this is. It's Coke.
But no, yeah.
It's real Coke.
That shit wasn't cut.
Fuck no.
It wasn't
it's
fucked
all
off.
Real
it was
shit.
Legit shit. You go fucking toot one of those big ass fucking hog leg lines of that shit, your head's going to explode.
At the end of this, the government says that they brought in 70 billion pounds or kilos of Coke. It was more like 157 million.
Yeah.
Pounds of kilos.
And they probably still didn't find
all of it.
They probably still didn't find all of it.
No, I guarantee you.
And here's the other part about it.
It's a great
The war on drugs. The war on drugs is not about drugs.
No.
It's the war on these people who are making more fucking money
than the government.
Month than the fucking government is, and they don't fucking like it.
Yep.
They need to get the fuck out of here.
All it shows is that the government is basically... organized crime that's legal.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's
organized crime that's legal.
I don't know if you missed where the mob moved to, but they didn't just stop existing in the late 90s. And
of course
no,
not.
No.
They didn't just go, hey.
We give up.
Our last mob boss got shot by the FBI, so we're going to stop playing your game. Bullshit. They got into fucking government because that's where the money is. And guess what? If a cop shows up and strong arms your ass and refuses to fucking, and the city refuses to send inspectors and they overcharge you for all these freaking permits and get all this shit built and done, hey, if I control all of that, i.e. government, you don't get to argue with me anymore.
Nope.
And I don't have to have a bodyguard. I don't even have to sneak around. I could be out in the open. I can openly have sex with my brother and get him into the country outside of someplace else and be like, oh, well, I'm a United States senator, so you don't get to question who I'm married to and who I'm not.
Where was that?
That was Omar Iliano, whatever the fuck her name is, up in Michigan.
Which is it, Congress or Senate, that you don't even have to have a freaking high school degree?
None of them.
None of them.
Oh,
my
God.
It's not a requirement.
It's not a requirement. No.
The requirements are, there's an age requirement, and then just the people have to vote for you. You can be a fucking convicted felon and run for office.
True statement.
You can run for office from jail. From jail.
You can't legally vote, but you can run
you
for
can
the
run
office.
For office. 100%.
And there are people that are in Congress right now that are convicted fucking felons.
And no wonder our government sucks balls. Just saying.
The current person that is in charge of the free world probably can't spell his own fucking name on his own. He definitely can't write it in cursive.
I'm not sure how many people can these days.
Yeah.
That's my signature.
Yeah.
He can't put his signature on some shit, I guarantee you, without a fucking stencil being in front of him. Just
they don't teach cursive anymore.
No, hell no, they don't.
You ask a kid to write out a check, it would be like dialing a rotary phone. They don't know how to do it.
Well, you don't have to write a check in cursive. You don't have to.
No, but no. Kids don't even know how to write a check.
Here's what I can tell you, one thing that kids don't fucking know, 100% full show, that whatever you write in the line is how much the check is worth.
Yep.
Not what's in the box.
Box.
Yep.
That is a true statement.
If I put $200 in that box and I say this shit's worth $2, that's what you get. You get two motherfucking dollars. That's it. People don't realize that shit. And then another trick that I learned from a lawyer friend of mine is if you write in the memo line, paid in full, that's a contractual agreement.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. I did not.
So
I didn't either.
If you send a check to, say, a credit card company, and they say you owe $15, and you send them $15, and you write in that memo line, paid in full, and they cash it, that check is, that's, you're paid in full. So if they come back the next fucking pay cycle and they go, well, you acquired 30 cents worth of freaking, you know, interest in that last, no. I gave you a check. It said paid in full. You cashed it. That's a contractual agreement because you cashed it.
Fuck off. I'm using that.
But wouldn't you have to actually pay the balance at the time?
Not necessarily, no.
It depends on the situation.
Not from my understanding, from the lawyer that I talked to, which y'all know him too, he's like, nope, if you write paid in full and they put a signature on the back of that bitch
and cash it, it's over.
It is done. It is contractual agreement that is paid in full.
So you could get some low-level worker
does not give a shit.
You owe 30 grand and you could pay him 30 bucks and go paid in full. And some dipshit cashes that.
Put
like,
30 grand in the box, but say $30.
I wouldn't even do that. I would just put 30 bucks in the box and put $30 on the line and be
paid in full
on the memo line.
When is the last time you wrote a check?
A week ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, really?
Yeah, that's how I'm going to put the blinds up. He takes cash, check,
or credit
card.
When's the last time you did write a check?
Deposit on the car. 3 years ago?
I don't even know where my checkbook is.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in the house that has a checkbook.
I have one.
I think my checkbook's in my goddamn backpack.
Pretty sure.
If Amber needs to write a check for something, it comes out of my checking account and she sends me the money.
That's funny.
That's how that works.
I'm pretty sure the car dealership looked at me like I was crazy when I whipped out a checkbook to put a deposit down on the, or a down payment, whatever. They're like, oh, you have one of those. Yeah, I still do.
Yeah.
The address might be wrong because I don't write any checks and it still thinks I live in Arizona, but the bank is still the same.
The address on mine are actually still accurate.
Because you haven't moved in a long time.
Let me ask you this. You see all this shit on my face?
On Facebook or your face?
My face.
That's called hair.
Yeah.
Whiskers. You trying to grow a beard?
No, I'm not. I'm at the point where I can't take it no more. It's itching like a motherfucker. How do you do this bullshit on your face and continue to do it without itching? I'm going insane. I might go home and shave tonight.
That stage is about a week to 2 weeks.
I can't do it. Oh, God, it's horrible.
It's a week to 2 weeks.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
What's
the point of that?
To help get through it. Like, for me, my face doesn't itch. Like, this up here doesn't bother me at all.
My neck
is the
like,
neck that starts to
neck
get
is me. Driving me insane. For
but
sure.
If you go get, like, some Woody's or...
I don't even know what that is.
So it's a beard conditioner is really what it is. It's for pubic hair.
Pubic hair on your face?
Well, if you think that the fucking beard is any different from the shit growing on your balls, I don't know what to tell you. It's pubic hair. But it's a coarser hair. It's thicker. It's harder for conditioners and things to penetrate. And if you get something that is specifically made for your face,
I'm going insane.
It'll soften the hairs a little bit, and they don't poke you as much, which means you don't itch quite as bad.
Oh, it's driving me insane.
It doesn't. I mean, you get used to it. I mean, it's not a thing for me.
I've never gotten used to it. This is the longest it's been in a while.
Now, if my barber takes like my neck,
like straight up, I could grow a full beard, full on beard. Now it's gonna be salt and pepper, but
for sure
more salt than pepper. But
yep.
Jesus Christ, it is insane. I'm going insane right now. Scratching my fucking face is driving me nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's annoying for a while. It's a true statement. And there's no way, I mean, like I said, you could put conditioners and things in your beard and make it more tolerable, but it doesn't make anything go completely away. It's still going to be there. It's still going to itch you.
I'm shaving tomorrow, for sure. If not tonight. Fuck, I'm hating it.
And that's not even like a quarter inch. Like, you're not even a tenth.
No, his hair's longer than that now.
And see, now I'm thinking about cutting my hair.
Really?
It's getting a little bit inern.
Well, you know, when you're wearing a do-rag, for fuck's sakes, I mean, what are we doing?
Oh, man.
So, I mean, come on.
So the headband that I am wearing... Hey, all right, so I got to give a shout-out to these guys.
Because they're gay?
No. They got to be awesome fucking Russians. Have to be. Have to fucking be. So what's it say right here?
My curs?
I can't.
Merka?
M-Y-K-U-R-S is what it looks like.
Whatever. Look that shit up on Amazon.
Is that something you... dip in water? Cold water?
Fuck, I don't know, man. All I know was I was looking for something because my hair was in my face all day that day, and I was so pissed off about it. I was like, I'm looking up anything to get the fucking hair out of my face.
Then cut your fucking hair. Isn't that hard to do?
I'm not quite there yet. I'm working on it. Maybe. Possibly. Jeez. But regardless. So I come across these headbands on fucking Amazon, and they have... basically a video, so it's a commercial that's on the Amazon page for them, and it's like an 80s action fucking movie. Like,
they're
like blowing this shit up. And I was like, but it's not complete English.
So it's
kind of like pieced together kind of deal. And I was like, I don't know who these fucking jackasses are, but if I don't support your product, I'm a hypocrite. I was like, I'm buying these motherfuckers right now.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to grow more hair. I'm trying to shave all of it.
I think he's got more hair than I do.
Huh?
No. Your hair's still longer than mine.
Not by much. Mine's just in a ponytail.
I can't put mine all the way back in a full ponytail.
I'm calling bullshit on that right now.
No, I really can't.
I'm calling bullshit.
Are you
on
sure
that
about
right
that?
Now. I can get most of it into a ponytail, but not all of it.
You're almost to man bun stage.
No.
Dude, if we get the man bun stage, you're getting called out straight up.
I don't put my hair in a bun. That would be problem number one. I'm not putting my hair in a bun.
You're almost there.
I mean, I can.
If you start tying knots into that fucking beard of yours, I swear to God.
Now, we're not able to go back down to knot beard, yeah.
Dude, your hair is long enough to put it to a ponytail.
That's full redneck right there.
That is, dude, what is wrong
with you? The knots in the beard? Oh, yeah, that's full redneck.
Oh, yeah, that's full redneck. Yeah, you got enough to put into a ponytail.
Get the fuck out of here. You've got a fucking ponytail, dude.
His ain't much. Jesus. It ain't much longer than mine. Or shorter. But I just got mine cut, so.
What are you getting your hair cut for?
Because it was annoying.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
When's the last time you had your hair cut?
3 months before my mom died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's over a year.
Yeah.
Just over a year.
Yeah, I think the last time.
Right about a year, actually.
I think it was like a no-shave November deal, and I just didn't get my hair cut. And then when I got ready to go get my hair cut, the pandemic came and shut everything down. And then my mom passed away from cancer. We had her 1 year memorial in May. So it's been a little bit over a year.
Yeah.
It's creeping on two. So come around November, it'll be about 2 years since I've had my hair cut.
Jesus.
Well, actual cut. I had a trim.
I'm not paying anybody. I'm not paying for a haircut ever again.
No.
Just not happening. I have clippers.
I've saved a lot of money. Saved a lot of money on not getting a haircut.
Bitch, I haven't had a haircut. I haven't paid for a haircut. When's the last time I paid for a haircut?
I'm going to have to go put that blonde down. My knee's going to get a sunburn.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you're a giant pussy. Jesus Christ almighty.
Just quit staring at my fucking pussy.
Christ.
Fucking got a sailor.
Fucking goddamn ponytail.
Before I got my hair cut in July, I handed you a pair of scissors after I'd already chopped it off in the bathroom and said, clean it up.
True statement. That happened. Yep.
Were you able to clean it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't much to clean up. There wasn't much to clean up. Come on.
I literally pulled it back into a ponytail and just chopped it off. I chopped like 6 inches off because it had to go. When it gets that long, it gives me headaches.
Christ, that was a while ago.
I haven't gotten to that.
I haven't got to the headache stage. I'm getting to the point where, like, running, it's really, like, in the mornings when I'm trying to go for a run, it's starting to annoy the fucking ever-loving piss out of me. I did get my new shoes in.
Walk fast, don't run. Nah, well, just walk fast, bro.
I got my new shoes in, man. It's not the same.
Are they Asics?
No, I got the New Balance.
If they're not Asics, you're doing it wrong.
I got the New Balance.
You're doing it wrong. Whatever. Well, I'm telling you, you're doing it wrong.
I have flat feet, and I got these New Balance specifically for
New
runners with flat feet.
Sucks.
No, they don't. They actually don't.
New Balance. I will die on that hill.
I'm loving these. I'm liking these. I'm liking these, and I do agree with him. When I was in the Marine Corps, Asics. That's
oh,
what
they
were
the shit.
That's what. Yeah. No, that's what we were given in boot camp. They're like, oh, you motherfuckers got to run. You got to get Asics.
If you're going to run, you're going to run in Asics. That's the only way to go.
But if you need something with more of an arch and support for that, that's a different.
Yeah, but so when I was reading up on a lot of this shit, which if you work at Run Labs, you should probably call me.
You really do have flat feet.
Oh, I got very flat feet now.
Jesus.
I had high arches, and now I have flat feet. And that's why My ankles and my knees and all my shit fucking kill me because.
Stop running. Walk. Walk really fast.
Stop running in fucking combat boots.
Stop running.
Which I did.
Period.
Yeah, don't
stop
do that.
Running.
Nah.
Running's horrible for you.
Well, you know, but I'm fat, so I want to get skinny, and there's one way to accomplish that mission.
Yeah, you could do the same thing by walking really fast.
Speaking of fucking. So, Casey pointed out the other day that the United States Marine Corps replaced their 100 crunches in 2 minutes with a 3.5-minute plank. Now, when he presented this argument to me, he said that they replaced it with a 1-minute plank. And I was like, I can go plank right now for 1 minute.
1 minute,
no
yes.
Problem.
3 minutes, no.
I made it 2 minutes and 58 seconds.
Nope.
Damn.
Before I said, fuck this, I'm done. Now,
I can do 1 minute.
Now, if
I'm not doing three.
If I was in the United States Marine Corps and I'm going for a 300 PFT, I would have sat there and shook for another 30 fucking seconds and be like, 3.5 minutes. I'm 41 years old, by the way.
Is the plank where you're squatted with your arms out?
No, the plank is where you're on your elbows
in
the push-up position. But you're on your elbows.
Your entire body's lifted off the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
I can do 1 minute, and that's it.
I couldn't do that now if I had to.
I could do, if I had to do it for a 300 PFT, I would rather do 3 minutes or 3.5 minutes in a plank than do
crunches
100
for
crunches.
Sure.
Oh, God. Yeah.
100 crunches in 2 minutes versus a plank. Give me the 3.5 minutes in a plank.
Dude, if I had to do 200 crunches in or
no,
100.
No, 800. 100.
I don't care. If I had to do 100 crunches, somebody's calling EMS because I'm going to
the
hospital.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
Here's what I will tell you. Right now, I could probably do 10 sit-ups.
I can do more than that.
If I had to get into actually doing crunches, I don't know how good I would do on that 100 crunches in 2 minutes, but I can tell you this. I can plank 3.5 minutes if I really fucking have to.
I can't.
I can.
And I discovered this.
I can probably do 50.
I discovered this yesterday.
I can do
you
50
actually
sit-ups.
Did.
I can do 50 push-ups. But if it comes to pull-ups.
You think you could do that right now?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
50?
No.
Push-ups?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
In how many minutes?
You tell me. I mean, I'm not pushing. Look how skinny I am. I'm not pushing up any goddamn weight.
You're not pushing up any weight, but and you have to have weight to move weight. And that's a true statement.
Sit-ups are way worse than fucking push-ups to me.
Wait, sit-ups,
oh, yeah, they suck.
Sit-ups, that's not a competition thing. That's not push-ups, you have to have weight to move weight. You have to have shoulder and arm strength
never
to be able to get your
dude,
ass
your shoulder would give out so fast right now.
It's a different movement. It's just straight up and down. Where but my shoulder is more about the this. It's more about
up and over.
Up and over. We're just doing this. Nah, that's nothing.
I couldn't do either one of them right now.
Well, I can tell you this: 3.5 minutes.
There's no chance. I did
2 minutes and 58 seconds.
I can tell you this right
with
now.
With friends, just having like
zero chance of bullshitting that.
Just going dare you.
Yeah. Now,
zero chance of me doing that. Zero.
If I was to show up to the PT field and motherfucker's like, 3.5 minutes, get down.
Nope.
Oh, I'd go all the way to 3.5 minutes and I'd be like, okay, we're done.
Now, are you
I'd
talking
do 1 minute
with your
like,
arms
okay,
down all the way on the floor with your body?
No, it's your elbows.
Your elbows.
So you're like this on the ground. So your hands are flat out in front of you. You're in basically a push-up position, but
yes.
you're down
your
on your elbows.
Your elbows down.
Just your elbows, not your whole
leg. No, your whole fucking forearm.
Your whole forearm.
You're not just standing there like peg-legged this and looking like a stupid ass. No, you're down like this.
When I was in shape a long time ago, we won't go there, a long time ago.
I doubt I could do a fucking minute now that I think about it.
Not a chance.
Dude,
not
I did
for me.
I did 2 minutes and 58 seconds.
I doubt I could do a minute of that.
And I haven't been in a gym in over a year and a half.
I doubt I could do a minute now that I think about it. No.
It's actually more.
That's a hell of an ab workout for sure.
There is an ab asset to it and there's lower back to it. It was actually more problems on my shoulders.
Really?
It was more stress on my shoulders than it was anything else.
No, I wouldn't expect that.
Neither one of us have the core muscles to do that at this point in time.
I mean, I could do it, but again, now that I think about it, I doubt even a minute.
No, not a chance.
I doubt even a minute. There's damn sure no way doing 3 minutes.
I did 2 minutes and 58 seconds, and I promise you this. If I wanted to get to
Jesus Christ, 30 seconds. No goddamn way.
If I wanted to get to 3 minutes and 30 seconds, I could do that in at least 2 weeks. Bare minimum. 2 weeks, I could get it done.
No, not me. Not me for sure.
That's not that big a deal.
Oh, shit, my mom gave me crap to gain weight.
No chance.
Yeah, it's called protein. It's probably
I also eat protein.
Dude, I'm having capriotis tonight, baby.
And by the way, that drive sucks balls. I don't like it down there. I don't like
driving, for fuck's sake.
I don't like construction. I'm not doing that again.
Nah,
capriotis?
you're
oh, the sub shop's great, but construction
or
down
she's a nightmare
off,
driving. Jesus Christ.
No, I don't enjoy that.
I get really pissed off about half the bitches I get stuck behind in Cedar Park because they're too busy.
They're too busy on their cell phone. So we
got
to go all the way
things.
Down to 51st Street, which is an easy fucking drive, really. Now, getting home from that's a different story, but no, for the love of God.
Yeah, Nick's just going to keep bothering you if you keep throwing it.
He will.
That's a you problem, Nick's. That's the most stressful driving I've ever had in my goddamn life. She's like freaking out. And I'm like, calm down. There's no wrong answers. We'll get home no matter what.
Yeah, and but you're trying to get around all that shit, and California is just completely trashed our...
Well, that's
yes.
shit.
Now, our roads were already garbage. I mean, the infrastructure is shit in Central Texas to begin with. But then you...
Dude, all of 35 is under construction.
When are they going to move all the fucking homeless people someplace? When is that?
I don't know.
Oh, dude, they're all over.
Oh, yeah. We went to freaking Foxhole the other day, and it's dude. Like a complete fucking shit show.
Oh, yeah. Over by Total Wine?
Right by Lake Line?
Yeah.
That center spot is nothing but trash.
Oh, I know.
Man, what the fuck? That's where they're putting their trash?
Yeah.
What, do they think they're going to have trash come by every goddamn week?
Well, not in Cedar Park, you're not. They won't even pick up my fucking trash, and I'll goddamn live here and pay the fucking taxes.
Technically, that is Travis County. That's
well,
why they've
it's still
been
part
to...
of Cedar Park. It'll make fuck what county it is.
It goes by county.
Yeah, it goes by county.
Oh, the trash is by county? Is that why we have two trash companies inside Williamson County, which is inside Cedar Park?
Yeah, it's... yeah.
Because that side of Cypress over there, or I'm sorry, 183... there's different neighborhoods over there that are serviced by a different trash company than we are over here.
Yep.
And if I want them to come over here and pick up my trash, that is not even a fucking option.
Yep.
Nope.
I'm stuck with the fucking garbage fucking piece of shit motherfuckers that I have.
Yep.
And that's if we all, ever get
county.
Big enough.
That's all county. Yeah, that's all county.
But it's all the same county. There's not
no,
two counties.
We're count. There's we're not, county, but there's
yeah, but I'm saying
Travis down there.
Travis is all the way in Valente. I'm saying that there's a different trash company that runs the other side of Bell Boulevard. But actually, the neighborhood that's right across the street from Cedar Park High School, that's a different trash company than what runs my neighborhood over here.
I thought it was all waste management.
Nope.
Ours is waste management.
Oh, well, I have Cedar Park fucking trash company.
What?
Cedar Park garbage.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, and they're garbage. They're absolute fucking garbage. Can I pack up their company and put them in a waste management bin? Because that would be fucking great.
It's actually a great goddamn podcast. You ever hear of Are You Garbage?
Yes, they are.
Oh, give it a listen. It's fantastic. They just released Cards, a card game of
cards,
Are You Garbage?
Cards Against Are You Garbage?
Like, one of the cards was, has anybody in your family ever owned a pontoon boat?
I almost want a pontoon boat.
It's fantastic. I love it. It's so goddamn
But awesome. I want to take a pontoon boat, and I want to put a Mack truck cab on the front of it.
Absolute garbage.
That's not garbage.
Absolute garbage.
That's that redneckery.
Absolute garbage.
That's that redneckery, man.
Oh, it's garbage.
25-foot pontoon boat?
Oh, I can't go in. And we're stealing this goddamn podcast format. I'm not going to go there. It's fantastic, by the way.
I'm not garbage. I'm redneck.
I'm not sure there's that much difference.
Huge fucking difference, man.
I don't know about that. Yuck.
If you saw the battery thing he had, that's just redneck.
You act like rednecks are broke, man. Rednecks build fucking $30,000 four-wheelers and go break that shit on a weekly basis and just to repair it. And yeah, sometimes we do fix some shit with some duct tape. But
yeah, it's a lot of duct tape.
Yeah,
ain't
not
nothing wrong
duct
with duct tape.
There's a lot
twigs.
Of IHOP in there.
There's some fucking tin and some fucking baling wire and probably a little bit of freaking chicken coop wire, too. Right? Hey, goddamn. We do what we got to do out in the middle of the mud hole, but I'm telling you, That shit's going to get fixed right when I get back home.
You got to get it fixed to get out of where the fuck you're at, and then you get it fixed proper.
But I tell you what, we spend more fucking money on our toys than we do most fucking city folk do on a freaking house they live in.
I can't afford a house.
Not around here anymore.
Yeah. And you own a redneck fucking patio right now, just so you know.
It's a gorgeous patio, bro.
But it is redneck.
It's fantastic.
Got a big old star, got the American flag, got a Marine Corps flag.
It's borderline garbage, I'm not going to lie to you.
Say that to Wiley's face, I promise.
You got the lights, the electronics.
That
redone.
Would never happen, because I'm a giant pussy.
Got surround sound, two big ass flat screens. I'm just saying. Got the charcoal grill, got the fucking big old soup maker. I got another gas grill. Got a smoker down there.
Shit, that's what Paradise didn't even have, was no goddamn TVs outside.
The hell?
Oh, he didn't. That's right.
No.
Oh, we had to watch through the goddamn window.
All right.
Yeah, but it was all right, though.
Where we
oh,
at
hell
on,
yeah.
Where we at on time?
We're well over
an hour. All right, so we're an hour over. So let's go on ahead and give old Amberlina's I'm not going to give her the controls. That's just ridiculous.
I dare you. I double dare you.
I want to be able to lift my arm in the next couple days.
No, you're getting this put on your belly.
Oh, shit.
You want to put it on my belly so I can try and drink beer?
Whose belly?
His belly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not living up to your contractions.
Yeah.
No,
boo-boo. Live up to my contractions.
Oh, just watch his arm.
Jesus Christ.
It's entertaining.
You know, we have equipment out here, for fuck's sakes.
Well, I'm going to move this shit out from in front of me, and I'm going to move away. And then we're going to let Amber record what goes down with me. And then we'll make sure that this still works. It's pulsating. We got a little posty-posty. All right. And then y'all can record this, and we'll send it to me, and I'll put it on the Facebook bookies. Facebookies, the Wookies. God. Do I need to? I need to take my watch off first.
Good luck with that.
It's not too bad. Like I
can, what kind of a gay-ass
still,
watch is that?
I can still fight it. I mean, it's if I
dude,
don't.
You can see the muscle at the bottom going like beep, beep.
Yeah. Keep trying to fight it and see how that works out.
Easy, Turbo. Well, I don't want to fuck up my Apple Watch. That's why I'm going to take it off. It's an
Apple
Watch.
Jesus Christ.
It tracks my runs, man.
Oh, you fucking goddamn millennials are kicking my ass.
I haven't touched shit.
Give it to me, and we'll make some shit happen.
Hold on, I got to get a beer first. And since this is an only me thing...
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing this, bitch. I already told you, I'm not doing it. I provided the equipment. That's a you thing.
So,
no, you got two more.
Well, I only got one arm.
Put the other two on the other arm!
But I got... No, I'm only going to drink with one hand. So...
No.
Well, who's going to...
It's like volume control, right?
Yeah.
So the more you turn it up, the crazier shit gets. Just saying.
Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. That's fantastic. Oh, Jesus Christ. But are you recording? All right, well, that'll stop mine. Jesus Christ.
Nick's back up.
When the dog has to back up, you know it's no good.
I don't want to spill beer on her.
Easy. Are you on the right or the left?
I'm on the right. Sorry, the left.
Okay.
Oh, God. All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
raised a beard. You were.
I got you down now. You're down.
Yeah. It really is like you can't even fight that.
Fuck no, now. You're not fighting that, bro. No, that's your muscles.
He's still got dog.
Well, yeah.
Such a waste beer.
I wasn't expecting it to kick in full blown right now.
Bro, I told you. I'm like, you got to be careful with this shit, bro. It will fuck you up.
Where'd you get this from?
I bought it.
Why?
It's good for rehab.
Mm. We'll explain that one all fair.
We already did this on the podcast, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ. We need to end this, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That was awesome.
I think on that note,
ladies and gentlemen.
I think on that note, yeah. I'm covered in beer now. That was a whole beer that just kind of.
You didn't even get past five. Think about that. You didn't even get past five.
Five ain't no joke, man.
I told you. That's why I'm like, I'm not doing this shit. That's a you problem. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
I mean, I'm fat.
It has nothing to do with that.
No, it does whenever Amber wants to put a video up.
Dude. I'm telling you. I was having, the minute you brought, I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. I'm not, no. That's a you right. problem, not a me problem.
So this is something I need to work on. We'll get stronger. We'll get better. We'll come back.
Stronger, faster, harder.
That's a song.
What's it? Kanye, right?
Something like that.
I think it's Daft Kanye.
Punk.
Well, all right. So next weekend or next Monday, that's going to be our last Monday before I become a dad.
Next Monday is.
Yep. So we'll have that podcast and then.
We'll figure some shit out.
We'll do labor and all that good jazz, and I'll be back home, and I'll have a baby by the time we do the next podcast.
Are you doing, I don't know what it's called. For women, it's called maternity leave.
For a dad, it's called paternity leave.
Are you doing that?
I get 2 weeks.
Nice. Ooh.
Now, I'm going to take off, since she was originally due on the 25th, set my paternity leave for the 26th through the 9th.
My man.
And so I'm going to just take vacation up to that point, and then right. I'll take 1 day of vacation because that's a Friday on the 10th, and then I'll come back on the 13th.
I was just going to say, how are we looking? Is everything clean? Everybody good?
We're inducing.
Yeah, I mean, everything's healthy.
I mean, everything's healthy. That's what I meant. Yeah.
We're
okay.
Too healthy.
Well, I mean, Amber's a little got some mental health issues, but.
Well, it's Amberlicious. I mean, come on. Already know this.
She married me. I mean.
That finger doesn't mean a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, that finger doesn't mean anything. Anyway. Unless it's in my butt.
But yeah, everything's healthy. We'll be good.
Cool.
So the next time we see you fuckers, I'll be a dad. So cheers and happy daddies. And later, I guess.
We'll see you next Monday.